Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, June 2nd. I'm Ray Graff. Today marks the start of the 15th annual Capital Region Polish Fest. So our program is all about popular dishes from the nation of Poland today. In the studio are three people involved in this weekend's festivities. Antoinette Alberti is the cultural committee chair for Polish Fest. Jim Kelly is with Chester's Smokehouse. He's been here before. Also been here before is writer Barbara Chapitis, a member of the Polish Fest Book Club. So get the polka ready. Give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Kielbasa, cheese, beer, your calls, all coming up on Vox Pop Food Friday right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. This Food Friday is all about the delicious delicacies of Poland as the 15th annual Capital Region Polish Fest gets underway today. We have three people involved with the festival joining us in the studio. Antoinette Alberti, the Cultural Committee Chair of Polish Fest, is here. Also, Jim Kelly of Chester's Smokehouse. And finally, Barbara Chapitis, who typically joins this program for the Writers Forum, but she's in the studio on this Food Friday representing the Polish Fest Book Club, which the way it's typed looks like Polish Fest Book Club, but it's Polish Fest Book Club. And to that, Ken, Barbara, welcome, Jim, I should say. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Nice to have you all here. The number to call is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also email the program with your Polish food-related comments and questions at voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org. But again, that number is 800-348-2551. Well, Jim and Barbara, you've been on the show, so let's go with the newcomer first and meet Antoinette Alberti. Alberti, not really a Polish-sounding name, I got to be honest with you.
No, it's not. It's my married name. My maiden name is Antosia Zemzuska.
So I'm sorry, say that again?
Antosia Zemzuska.
Well, okay, I think that qualifies. Yeah, exactly. That qualifies. And you're the Cultural Committee Chair for Polish Fest, and you've been with this now since the beginning.
Yeah, since 2002. And we love this weekend. We look forward to it like Christmas. It's so much fun to show off for the community all of the things that they don't expect about Polish culture. So we have great polkas.
Really? Do you do the polka dancing?
Personally, polka?
Yeah.
I have polka'd. And if anyone comes to Polish Fest and asks me, I will polka with them.
Really?
Yes,
so
I will.
So you're pretty good then?
No, I'm bad at it.
Takes a couple of beers and then you're good to go?
Yeah, well, and I would even do it sober.
Really?
Yes.
I rarely make that statement.
You know, well, we used to go to polka hops every Sunday when I was growing up.
Really?
At the Polish Sportsman's Club. And that's where my father taught me how to shuck clams and also how to polka. So I can polka.
You are good, Barbara Chapitis?
Since I've been 5 years old, I've been cutting that rug.
Now, alas, I didn't put any polka music in as bumper music. Jim, the producer, asked me, and frankly, it had slipped my mind completely. So you'll get the usual elevator jazz on the program. And Jim Kelly from Chester Smokehouse, how you been, man?
Oh, I've been great. Thank you for having us back.
How are things at the smokehouse?
Better than ever. It gets better and better every day.
Really?
Yeah.
You said that with minimal conviction. Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah. And especially this time of year, everyone gets excited about Polish food. So.
Oh, and what not to get excited about. And by the way, if you're near a web browser, I invite you to take a look at WAMC.org and click on the live video link because right now the table is filled with delicious food. And by the end of the show, it may be gone, right?
Right.
So take a look now.
You got to see this spread.
Okay, let's find out what we brought. Antoinette, tell us about what you have brought with you.
Okay, so I guess we'll start with the stars of the Polish Fest menu. And that would be the gołąbki.
Oh, the gołąbki.
Yes, so it's hard for people to say.
It is hard to say. And what is a gołąbki? It's a stuffed
cabbage? Oh,
love that.
And gołąbki actually means little pigeon.
Okay. Never actually stuffed pigeons way back in history?
No. Well, I'm sure people... No, I don't think you could stuff a pigeon. They're tiny. Okay. But they're pigeon-sized. And if you wanted just one, you would call it a gołąbek because it's a pigeon.
Tell us about what's inside.
So it's a mixture of beef and pork and veal and rice and vegetables. And actually, This was made for us fresh, never frozen, by Chester Smokehouse.
Oh, really?
So you might want to jump in here and talk a little bit about these fabulous Gwumke.
Yeah, I was told not to bring them because someone else already picked them up, so.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I claimed the Gwumke.
And what's on the top?
It's a tomato red sauce. It's like a tomato gravy. Kinda. Yeah. Yeah. And that's traditionally how they've always been served. I have a little anecdote about Gwumke.
Well, this show is all about the anecdotes, Jim. So go right ahead. We have time.
Legend has it that the King of Poland, Casimir IV, fed his armies Gwumke before a key battle in the 13-year war against the German order.
And the gas killed the enemy? That's great.
I think that's the real story, but the legend says that they just won the battle because of the hearty meal beforehand.
Okay. We'll go along with that.
And that was against the Teutonic Knights.
Yes.
So,
yep.
they were pretty bad.
Now, at the Polish Fest, do you do any simulations of these battles?
Last year, we had a winged hussar. A winged hussar.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
So, a hussar is a knight from a particular period in Polish history, and they were part of the cavalry, and they would have big wings put into their armor, and when they came over the hills en masse, they looked very frightening.
So this was just they couldn't fly.
They could not.
This was
fly.
A psychological warfare. Psyops.
Yes, psyops.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant.
Well,
right.
Lithuanians and Poles were fierce fighters against the Teutonic Knights who never beat them.
Really?
Really.
Well, except for King Casimir.
I'm of German extraction. I got to be honest with you. So I don't know how this is going to work out.
King Henry, I think the third, came from England with an army to try and beat the Lithuanians in the Crusades. And he spent 2 years there and he lost. He crawled back home, came back a year later, tried again for 2 more years and lost again.
Huh.
Because both the Polish and the Lithuanians, they had co-opted the services of Genghis Khan's brothers.
Ah, the fabled Khan brothers.
Yeah.
What else do we have here today, food-wise?
All right, so from the Polish Fest kitchen, where we have a pierogi bar with 10 different varieties of pierogi. Some of them are prepared differently. So most of our pierogi are boiled, but some of the pierogi in the pierogi bar are deep fried.
Yep. Deep fried in a deep fryer or just in a pan?
Deep fried in a deep fryer Fest.
I've never heard about that.
So the ones that we deep fry are apple pierogi.
You're kidding me.
Yep, so they're Honeycrisp apple pierogi, they're deep fried, and then they're served with a drizzle of caramel sauce.
Nice. Did you bring those?
I did not bring those because no deep fryer here.
Okay,
at
fair enough.
The WAMC studio. And others are the buffalo chicken wing.
Oh, pierogi. I've had those at Chester's before, and they're amazing.
They're very good. And so we serve those with blue cheese.
Oh, nice.
Yes, but what I brought are some traditional and not so traditional pierogi. So I brought farmer's cheese pierogi, which is kind of like it's almost like cottage cheese, but not quite. And those have been boiled and then smothered in sautéed onions. So that's on this side if you want to try them.
I will try them. As soon as we take a break, I will try them.
And I also brought the jalapeno pierogi.
Oh, now that cannot be traditional.
It's not traditional. You know, at Polish Fest, we're a celebration of Polish-American culture.
Oh, that's cool.
And, you know, for anecdotes, I have a ton about how things differ. So what we put in our pierogi is one of them. So the jalapeno pierogi are definitely very Polish-American.
Yeah.
And then on this end, we have bacon cheeseburger pierogi.
Oh, can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong with that. We're talking to Antoinette Alberti. Say your name again.
Antosha Zemzuska.
Oh, I like the way you say that. Barbara Chapitis is also here, and Jim Kelly. The number is 800-348-2551. There is a lot more food here to talk about, but let's take a call and then we'll talk more about what's on the table. Let's go to Betty and Troy. Betty, you're on.
Yes, I'm calling about the pierogi dough. I have a problem with when making the dough. It always comes out tough, and I was wondering if there's something that I was doing wrong about that.
Okay, before we get too far, Betty, is it possible for you to turn your radio down? We're hearing and I sound terrific, don't get me wrong, but I'm hearing myself through your phone. So we'll just give you a second to do that.
All right.
And everything.
I was wondering if there's something that I was doing wrong about
Ah, that's better. Okay, Betty, now, you have tough pierogi dough, yeah?
Right.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Okay, Antoinette, you go ahead.
All right. Well, so we used to make our own pierogi for Polish Fest, and it's hard. It's very hard to do. And so what I would suggest is come to Polish Fest. There is going to be a couple, a husband and wife team called Peter and Laura Zaransky. And they've published two award-winning cookbooks.
Yeah.
And they will be able to answer your pierogi dough questions. Our pierogi are made by Plumpy's Pierogi, which is a it's a company in Scranton, Pennsylvania that's associated with our church.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, thanks.
Barbara, you must have made a pierogi or two.
I have. Sometimes dough gets tough when you overhandle it. I know that.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Is it from too much handling, like kneading or whatever it is?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we at Chester's we actually use like a big like pizza mixer to make our pierogi dough, so that that takes all the handling out of that. We can, you know, we've got it down to a science now. It's supposed to be a little tough. That's why you want to boil or steam them before you cook them. So
right.
I wouldn't be terribly worried. I'd still give it a shot.
So boiling them before you put them in the pan, like we traditionally we will put them in lots of butter and put mm-hmm, them in the mm-hmm. pan. But boil them first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
We steam them at Chester's, but if you're doing it at home, just throw them in boiling water for a few minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's a question about that. Is there a way to keep the pierogi from opening when they're boiling? I mean, what else am I doing wrong?
You got to seal them.
Seal them.
Pinch
yeah.
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, steam them.
No, seal them.
Seal them. I put
them.
A little egg wash around the rim mm-hmm. and then seal it with a fork or my fingers, depending on.
Uh-huh.
But you got to make sure they're, yeah. Uh-huh. The egg wash acts like glue.
All right, Betty, we got to take a break here, but good luck and we thank you for the call. 800-348-2551. We talk Polish food today. The 15th annual Capital Region Polish Fest underway today, and we'll find out more about that from Antoinette Alberti, Jim Kelly, Barbara Chapitis, and you, 800-348-2551. We'll be right back.
Support for WMC comes from Viva Fresh Pasta. 30 years and 30 wines by the glass. European cuisine infused with flavors of the world. Northampton, Massachusetts. Grab life by the knife and fork. VivaFreshPasta.com. The Schoharie County Beverage Trail. Offering distilled, brewed, and fermented beverages from locally grown ingredients. Sampling, shopping, and dining along the trail, SchoharieCountyBeverageTrail.com. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer, offering organically farmed wines from around the world, wine tastings Saturday afternoons, SpiritHAUS.com. SPAC and Skidmore College, presenting Mozart in Havana at the Zankel Music Center, June 20th, SPAC.org for details and tickets. Capital Roots, working to make fresh, healthy, and local food accessible to Capital Region neighborhoods. Fresh, affordable food should be a right, not a privilege. CapitalRoots.org for information on how to support. And Saratoga Hospital, welcoming Dr. Patrick McNulty to Saratoga Hospital Medical Group's cardiology practice as the new Director of Interventional Cardiology at Saratoga Hospital. SaratogaHospital.org.
Welcome back to Vox Pop Food Friday. Ray Graff here, joined today by Jim Kelly, Antoinette Alberti, and Barbara Chapitis. The 15th annual Capital Region Polish Fest underway today, and we talk Polish food on the program. By the way, where is the Polish Fest?
It's at 250 Old Maxwell Road. So it's right across...
In Albany? Where?
It's in Latham. Sorry, thank you. It's right across from the Times Union building.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
We actually use the Times Union building for parking.
There you go. Does Rex Smith stop over and have a pierogi?
I wish he would.
You know, I think he should.
He should. And try some Polish beer.
Mike Spain. Oh, you brought beer. Fantastic. What are we drinking here?
All right, so we have six different kinds of imported beer at Polish Fest. We have three different Euro-style pale lagers.
Mm-hmm.
We have one Euro-style strong lager.
Oh, I like that.
And we have a vodka radler. And radlers are sort of like shandies, but they have less alcohol. Like,
so some lemon in there?
Yeah, lemon in here. It's 2% ABV, and it's 40% Varka beer.
Oh.
And 60%
kids can drink it.
It's kind of like Gatorade in Poland.
Huh. Wow. So the kids.
Well, and Radler is a German word for it. So I think that it's for bikes. So it's like Gatorade.
I'll be darned.
It's like a sports drink.
So in parts of Europe, the sports drinks have alcohol.
Well, apparently.
That's pretty exciting news here on Vox Pop Food Friday. Well, I got to tell you, the farmer's cheese pierogi is phenomenal.
Yay.
Really delicious. What else did we bring today? I know Chester's brought so much stuff, Jim.
So not to double up on the pierogies, but we also brought some. We brought our own farmer's cheese, some potato cheddar, which are our signature pierogi, and then sauerkraut mushroom.
Nice. And you have so many different kinds,
we
as
do.
I recall.
Yep. We also make a buffalo chicken. We do a regular sauerkraut. We do a corned beef hash.
You have the ham and cheese. I think I bought a ham and cheese there one time. That was really fabulous. That's great. And then but there's barbicheritis. So I find it very interesting that you're here.
The Lithuanian in the
I always love having you here. You brought a cake. You know that works. But how did you get involved with the Polish Fest?
Antoinette had read my novel, The Amber, and she asked if I'd participate, do some reading, do some talking about the spiritual history of Lithuania, which is a part of that book, the weirdness of it all. And I'll also be doing a storytelling.
Oh, cool.
Lithuanian folk tales.
And do you know what? Can you tell us a little bit of a story?
A little bit. There's some strange stories, okay? And they all involve children as meals at a certain point.
Yes, that old chestnut, yes. Well, maybe not today, then, here on Food Friday.
Well, yeah, it is Food Friday, so I guess that's appropriate.
Didn't tell you what was in the bigos.
Okay. You know, this beautiful...
I was making a joke about...
No, I'm trying to avoid that. This beautiful Polish dish, and I assume this is actual Polish, because we have some at home that's very much like this. This covered dish is filled with what?
It's filled with bigos. So bigos is one of the national dishes of Poland. Mm-hmm. In fact, there have been odes to bigos written. if you go to the Polish Fest Facebook page, we have one of them there. So it's basically based upon kapusta, which is a mild sauerkraut.
Right.
It has a lot of meat and vegetables, spices, and some apple in it.
Mm.
And it's a great dinner to bring camping or hunting. It's called hunter's stew.
So you eat it out of a bowl just as is?
At Polish Fest, we put it in a bread bowl, so a rye bread bowl. Mm. Or you can get it without a bread bowl if you don't want all those carbs.
That really looks delicious.
Wait, after all, I know what meat is in bigos.
Is it a secret? It's not little children, right?
It's not little children.
Okay.
They would be way too tender. They'd just melt away.
Okay, barbicheritis. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, let's take a call. 800-348-2551. Margaret in Charlotte, Vermont. Margaret, you're on.
Hi, I have a question about a dish that my grandmother used to make that we call kluski.
Kluski?
It was sort of like a Polish special in warm milk.
A Polish special in warm milk? Okay.
Well, it's called kluski.
What do you think, Antoinette?
Are you saying kluski?
Yes.
Okay, so kluski means noodles. And
right.
So one of the things that is really fun about doing Polish Fest and researching the food and the origins of the food are that we find that different foods that people serve in Polish American communities around the region are a little different. I think that they really represent little time capsules of waves of immigration and places that people came from. So kluski on its own just means noodles, but your grandmother has made them in a way that's probably associated with a time and a region in Poland.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Margaret, thank you very much for the call. It's Food Friday, 800-348-2551, the number. And then, Barbara, in addition to telling us frightening stories, you brought a cake, and that looks delicious.
I brought a honey cake, yes. This is a very typical Lithuanian dish. I don't know if there's a Polish version of it, because you actually make, like, cookies cookie wafers, and then you just slather and smother them in this sour cream, whipped cream mix.
How much work was that?
Some blueberries.
Looks like a lot of work.
You know, in some ways, yeah, it's a lot of work. Okay, oh my God. But it's, you know, honey is a very important part of Lithuanian culture. Not just, it's about community, you know, the bees and the beekeeping. It's about community as well as, you know, getting honey. And there are so many stories around the bees that I felt like this is something I have to conquer. I'm not really a baker, I'm more of a cook, but I felt like I needed this one.
Well, that looks really good.
It's quite interesting and tasty.
All right, so we'll have to sample that. Yeah. Oh, you're going to cut a piece? All right, let's take a call. You cut a piece, and we will go to Carlene in Saratoga. Carlene, you're on.
Thank you. I want to say I love Polish food, but I wish you all had let us know earlier, because I would like to go, and my friend would like to go. But when you gave the address, but is it just today only, and what
it's
time?
Weekend.
It's the whole weekend.
It's the whole weekend.
Weekend. Yes.
Rain or shine?
Oh, good.
Rain or shine, the whole festival is under tents or inside, and so you will be happy there even if the weather is not happy.
And it's on Maxwell Road in Latham, right?
Old Maxwell
Road. Got it, yeah.
Do you guys have a website?
And what time does it open?
So the hours for Polish Fest today are 4 till 9. Tomorrow, noon till 9. And Sunday, noon till 6.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. Barbara, this cake is amazing.
Isn't it?
So delicious.
I know.
And I'm
it's
the only
so
one
weird.
Who has a piece.
Oh, please.
Does anybody else want a little bit?
Have a piece.
Okay, Antoinette's raising her hand. And I think Jim Kelly as well. And while you're doing that, I'll read this email, and then we'll go back to the phones. This is from Jules. I grew up in a Polish-Ukrainian household, and one of the things I always looked forward to was a pierogi that had, I believe, a cottage cheese and raisin filling.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure about what else, but reheating them a couple of days later in melted butter in a frying pan was a real treat. Yeah? Have you heard of that?
Yeah. You know, Polish pierogi are just as, in Poland, just as likely to be sweet as savory.
Yeah.
And so the farmer's cheese, we've prepared it in a savory way at Polish Fest, but my daughter likes it smothered in fruit. And so, you know, and she also likes them like reheated and fried in butter and then smothered in fruit. So
it doesn't sound bad at all. Now, you did not bring the ones with the apple and the caramel drizzle.
You're just going to have to come to Polish Fest.
Okay.
She just told you about that.
All right, fair enough. Our number is 800-348-2551. Barbara Chepitis, author and a food expert, is doling out the cake. In the meantime, I will go to Kerry in Plainfield, Massachusetts. Kerry, you're on.
Hi, great show today, Ray.
Thank you.
Suggestion. I am not a big, big pizza person, but I do make a Polish pizza.
What's a Polish pizza?
I have a friend that makes the world's best kapusta, I think, and he makes his own kielbasa also. So I'll slice the kielbasa up in, you know, thin slices. I put the kapusta on just your basic pizza with a sauce and a good cheese and bake it. And it's something to die for.
I got to tell you, Kerry, Antoinette is giving us the thumbs up here. So you're into that.
I'm not the first one, I guess, then.
No, in fact, this is a shout-out to Jeff Statz, if he's listening back at Polish Fest. Jeff Statz is our pizza master at Polish Fest. We serve Polish pizza in the beer tent, and we started doing that a few years ago, and he was certain that he made it up. and then people would come and ask for pagacz, and apparently it's a thing. You can even buy pagacz from some pizza parlors in certain parts of Pennsylvania. So
how does it differ from regular pizza?
It's just for us anyway, it's on a pizza crust with mashed potatoes, kapusta, which is like that mild sour kraut that we were talking about, kielbasa, onions, and mushrooms.
That sounds great.
Wow.
It's really, and some cheese, yes.
Kerry, thank you for that one. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. So, Barbara, you said you made this cake with layers of wafers?
You make, like, these big wafers, yes. And then and they're very hard, so you think, oh, my God, I've made a doorstop. but then you soak the layers in sour cream. What's nice about it is it's actually a make-ahead. You're supposed to make it 2 days
ahead. It softens up,
and it tastes better after the second, third day. So for, like, Christmas and stuff, you can just get that out of the way.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's amazing.
Thing.
It is amazing.
It's an amazing thing.
All right, let's go back to the phone line here on this Food Friday. 800-348-2551. Jennifer in Waterville. Jennifer, you're on.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
I have a question. My mom was Polish. She was from Poland, and she's since passed away. So unfortunately, I've lost like a lot of my go-to for Polish cooking, and of course, I've become more interested in it. I have a coworker whose mom was also Polish, and she speaks about a chili sauce, and I have never been able to find a recipe that is, I guess, a Polish chili sauce. I don't know what it's actually called, and so I'd like to know if you've ever heard of it, and what is it, and does it exist? I remember my mother would make something with vinegar and, like, kidney beans and bacon, I believe, but it might have been something completely different.
Well, you know, that's not something that I particularly have heard of, but, you know, as I was saying before, people came at different times and from different parts of Poland when, you know, different food was available.
Yeah.
I would really suggest, again, coming to talk to the Polish chefs that wrote the two award-winning cookbooks, because they've done a lot of research and they can probably put you on the right track.
Polish chili sauce sounds great, though. That's a great idea.
And that combination makes sense.
I mean,
the beans,
she calls it a chili sauce. No, there's no tomato in it.
Right.
That I remember my mother made something I'm assuming is a chili sauce, but I don't know, you know, exactly what it is.
Well, you know, do a little research.
Do you remember what it tastes like?
Yes, it definitely had a vinegar, and it was like kind of like kidney beans that were mashed, and then it had bacon with it. Mm. So it was kind of a tart, but savory.
I would start playing with the ingredients. You know?
Experimenting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to do that with a lot of
onion. There was onion.
Yeah.
Definitely onion.
Of course, onion, bacon. I would start playing with the ingredients until you get the taste, you know, because you remember the taste. And I'm a big advocate of, you know, play with your food. So I would play and see what you come up with.
And
yes.
And she would say, that's what I have to do. Bring it in and say, is this what you remember? Like,
right.
Is this what you're talking about?
And go to the Polish festival. You're going to find all kinds of people to ask about it.
Well, Jennifer, thanks a lot for the call. Our number is 800-348-2551. It's the Polish Fest going on this weekend in Latham, 15th annual Capital Region Polish Fest. And today with us, Barbara Chapitis, Antoinette Alberti, and Jim Kelly. The number, once again, is 800-348-2551. Charles in Port Ewan. Charles, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Antoinette, my darling. This is your Uncle Chucky.
Hello.
No?
Do you remember me, darling? I used to live in Clifton Park. You were 10 years old when we went to the church together.
Yes, yes. I know this man.
Aha. Okay, so this is not some stalker.
Well, no, we're less frightened now.
Slightly.
See, he's like my age, so calling himself Uncle Chucky.
I see.
It threw me off.
Well, fair enough.
Darling, I just wish total success this weekend with the festival. Okay. I miss doing it with you.
Oh, well, come visit.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm an hour and a half away now.
Okay, well, you'll have to live vicariously through us. But, hey, man, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate
it.
It's 800-348-2551. Wow, it's Old Home Week. How about that?
Yeah.
Barbara, what's in the bowl? That looks fabulous.
This is rye bread. This is a combination.
That's the
of
thing. That's what I'm talking
mushrooms,
about.
Mushrooms, bacon, onions, and sour cream, which is a typical kind of condiment.
So that's
gravy.
A Polish breakfast cereal.
Lithuanian, yes, it's a Lithuanian breakfast cereal.
Ah.
I'm guessing you do the equivalent, right?
So it's bacon, mushrooms.
Bacon, mushrooms. Sour cream, onions, some pepper. I know. And then you smear it all over this meat-stuffed potato patty, right? And there's the breakfast of Lithuanian champions.
I might as well put that
Polish
directly
champions.
In my aorta.
Well, I know.
You know?
Yeah, just intravenous.
Yep, exactly.
There is also a beet and horseradish condiment.
Oh, fantastic.
Which, you know, if you want to pretend you're being healthy.
Yeah, well, I'll pretend I'm being healthy by drinking the 2% lemonade shandy. Let's go back to the phones here, catch a couple more before our next break. 800-348-2551. And the next one is Will in Delmar. Will.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a quarter Polish. My father's mother was Polish, and I have some fond memories of holiday dinners. One of the things that might be a little bit unique is that we usually had goose, and one of the treats was to spread the cold goose grease on the black bread, sprinkle a little salt on it, and it was better than butter. But what I, my question was, I remember one of the treats that we had was a kishka. I think it was kind of like a blood sausage, and I haven't been able to locate that. Is that the Polish food that is available in the Capital District?
Why, there's someone here who knows
oh,
exactly
really?
Where you can
yes,
get it.
Yes, we do sell kishka at Chester's.
You're kidding me.
We do, yeah.
Do you get much call for that sort of thing?
Not really, but, you know, there's a niche for everything.
And I bought it there.
Yeah.
And good?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So there you go, well, Chester's.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I will look it up. I haven't known about Chester's thanks to this radio show. Now I know that you exist, and I'll seek you out.
Yeah, Chester's Smokehouse exists, but we don't really know about Chester. He's a mythical figure.
Oh, okay.
We're not exactly
sure. Is that
Watervliet
Avenue?
Yeah, it's right off exit 5 on I-90 in Albany.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you very much, Will. We appreciate it. 800-348-2551. So Chester really does exist.
He does, yes.
Is he going to make an appearance at the Polish Fest? He doesn't get out much.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is he like Howard Hughes? Does he have a very long beard in the top of a Hilton hotel somewhere?
Well, we keep him locked in the attic at Chester's.
Oh, really?
That's his space laboratory, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see if you have a job when you go back. Jim Kelly is here with Chester's Smokehouse. Barbara Chapitis is here, typically on the Writers Forum, today representing the Polish Fest Book Club. Bet you didn't know there was one, but there is. Also, Antoinette, is it Antoinette or Antoinette?
Antoinette.
That's what I thought, but our caller said, he said it was your uncle, said Antoinette.
Well, you know.
It's Antoinette, Alberti, and then the maiden name.
Antosha Zemzus.
Okay, let's take a break. 800-348-2551, the telephone number. We'll be back with the home stretch. Polish calls, don't you know, coming up.
Support for WAMC comes from Silver Bay YMCA Conference and Family Retreat Center on Lake George, providing a hometown atmosphere for conferences and families for more than a century. SilverBay.org. Bassett Healthcare, providing information on partial knee replacement at educational seminars across New York, dates and locations at SayNoToKneePain.com. Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, Old South Street, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Dairy and No Moo Dairy Free, handmade artisan ice cream, sweet baked goods, hot fudge and more, Harold's.com. Gloriosa & Company, Ashfield, Massachusetts, preparing weddings, showers, reunions, and more at the Curtis House with 3 B&B rooms available or at their recently renovated barn, Farm to Vase Florals, information at GloriosaCO.com. Terrapin Restaurant, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week in a historic renovated church building in the heart of Rhinebeck Village, TerrapinRestaurant.com. And Nathan LaTower Hospital, Gloversville, New York, now offering dialysis, NLH.org.
Welcome back to Food Friday on WAMC, 800-348-2551. All right. Can't pronounce anything on this program. I apologize, Antoinette, but the stuff here?
The bigos.
Delicious. Tell us what's in it again.
So, again, it's got a mild sauerkraut base, but there are a lot of vegetables and spices.
Carrots and such,
apples and
it's the first carrot I've had since 1987.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope you're not allergic.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, good. So, no, and it's just very savory, and it's
a lot of pig product.
It has some pork in there. This mm-hmm. particular bigos, I think, is pork and beef.
Okay.
And then I also had, in that 1 minute and a half break, I also had what was in the bowl, Barbara Chapitis.
Magic bowl.
Tell me again what it is and why can't I have it more often?
I know. You chop up a bunch of bacon and you start sauteing it and then you add onions and then you add mushrooms and you just let it very low and slow simmer for a long time and then you put in the pepper and the sour cream.
Do you ever find it therapeutic when you're cooking? Do you come up with ideas and say, well, you know,
yes.
I got an idea for a book?
Yes, yes.
Or
cooking
a story.
Is great, you know, because really I think cooking and writing are very similar. They're both creative processes and they're both kind of chaotic, and it's, you know, a lot of adjusting goes on along the way. And certainly eating and reading are both acts of consumption.
Oh, you make a point. Yeah. But I would say baking may not be because it's so precise.
No, baking is, way too precise for me.
Our number here
is... You can't edit as you go.
Our number is 800-348-2551. And back to the phones we go. Let's go to Mark in Lenox, Massachusetts. Mark.
Yes, hello. Really great show today. It reminded me a lot of when a kid growing up. My mom used to make something called Königsberger Klopse, and I was invited one day to a magazine called Sante magazine, and the lady from New York with Julia Childs knew what it was. I was wondering if somebody there knew what Königsberger Klopse are, because I miss them so much. My mom, like the lady calling before, miss her and Mr. Food. I probably wouldn't mind a couple of Königsberger Klopse today's, you know.
Aren't they meatballs? Are they meatballs
yes,
of some kind?
Much.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you make them at Chester's?
No, we do. No? I've never heard of them.
Okay. I don't know all the ingredients in that particular form of meatballs. You know, most cultures have some, you know, the albondigas, the meatballs, the kofte in Moroccan. So these are this version, but I'm not sure what goes in it. I'm guessing you could look that up really easily on Google, though.
Well, yeah, Königsberg was more on the Russian side, but back in those days... I always thought she was German, but they had German and Polish, so she had sort of a German-Polish mix. But Königsberg was a little part of Russia, but it sort of was in the area where they had that quite often. It was sort of easy to make, I suppose. But and just like their soups, they would throw everything into it, you know, a bone or two. And as a kid, it's tough to eat soup with bone in it, but I wouldn't mind having one of those... You know, but I wouldn't mind having one of those if my mom were alive today, I guess, one of those
Well,
things,
you
yeah.
can make one for yourself.
And you can find that probably by searching it on the interweb, if you will. It's a Food Friday today. Antoinette Alberti is here. Jim Kelly and Barbara Chepitis, 800-348-2551. And by the way, Jim, you brought some kielbasa today. What kinds did you bring?
I did. I brought our signature single-smoked kielbasa.
Perfect.
Double-smoked kielbasa.
Even better.
Even better. I brought Hunter kielbasa.
What's that?
It's got juniper berry in it. Mm. It's got
Let me try one.
Yeah, it's a little
juniper berry.
People
eh?
Say like gamier tasting.
Okay. Well, if it's got juniper,
take
it'll go well with the martini.
Take one, pass it down. And then we have country kielbasa, which is a lot more garlicky than regular kielbasa. And then we brought mini kielbasa, which is literally just mini kielbasa. And we came up with that because we have a mini hot dog bar during the summertime.
Huh. And so you came up with the name yourself?
No, just the concept.
Okay. Brilliant.
They're very cute.
All right, let's go. Oh, no, I'll start with this one. And this one is the Adventurers, Happy Wanderers kielbasa. What's the name of this?
Hunter's kielbasa.
Hunter's kielbasa. Okay, fair enough. I love to go wandering. Let's go to Irene in Latham. Irene, you're on.
Hi. I have a short comment and a very short tip.
Okay.
For maybe people who are looking for Polish tips. I'm from Polish. I'm originally 30 years ago from Moscow, but I'm Jewish. But there's a lot of overlap between the Slavic traditions and dishes. Like kapusta is actually plain cabbage in Russian, and galupki are galupci, and whatever. Okay, so anyway, there is a wonderful Polish store that I don't think anybody knows about. The name is European Deli. People can Google it. It's in Latham off Farabush Road, next to Target and TJ Maxx.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's owned by an older Polish gentleman, and they have either fresh, all of those Hunter's sausages and everything you want. There are a lot of frozen things directly from Poland. So anybody...
That's cool.
I'm welcome. It's a wonderful, wonderful,
and I
wonderful
see Antoinette donning her head, so you're familiar.
European Deli.
Yes, it's the Euro Deli, if you look it up online. And we get some of our stuff from for Polish Fest from them. They order our potato pancakes directly from Poland.
Oh, terrific.
And this year we're selling some of their Polish candy bars at the cash register.
Nice. Now, Irene, did you have a question, too?
No, not really, but I just want to encourage people. They also have European Deli, also has like dozens and dozens of various Polish herbal seas and exotic things like people would be happy. And they have those wafers.
Okay. You're not an investor.
That you can make the cake. Sorry?
You're not an investor in this by any chance, are you? No.
Far from it.
Okay.
I just have been a dedicated customer for 3 or 4 years.
Fair enough. Well, then we're not violating any rules. Hey, Irene, thanks a lot for the call. Have a great weekend.
But Irene brought up a really great point, and I'm glad that she called. Not just so that we can talk about how great the Eurodeli is, because it really is. I love them. But also because the wafers that they sell.
Look at that. That's a wafer?
This is a different kind of wafer, probably, than she's talking about. But these are oplatki, Slovak oplatki wafers. And they'll be made at Polish Fest by a Slovakian woman and her husband who have a business making these and decorating eggs.
I have never
style.
Seen anything like this before.
So what this is actually...
It's a very large communion wafer.
Yes.
What we got here.
It's like a very large communion wafer. And it's a Christmas tradition for...
We
Poles,
do it too.
Lithuanians,
how do you make these?
We don't make them. We buy them.
But I mean, how does one make... Presumably they're made by someone.
There's a press. And they're actually going to be making them at Polish Fest on Sunday.
I think they use fairy dust. I'm
really?
Pretty sure, yeah.
You see,
magical.
You're an author. Yeah. You're making that
I'm
up.
I'm convinced.
But at Christmas time, there's a tradition where everyone around the Christmas table has a piece of this, and then you go to every other person and you break a piece of the other person's bread and you give them your wishes for the new
make
year.
Make a wish, Jim.
And, you know, you may also apologize for the things that you've
Jim,
done.
Jim, I'm sorry for saying that.
See,
you're a real jerk.
This is the difference. The Lithuanians don't apologize.
Okay.
They don't do the apologize part.
No, they make war on the
We make wishes.
Let's go back to the phones before something bad happens. Kurt in High Falls. Kurt, you're on.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. And that last comment about Lithuanians not apologizing, I have to totally agree. My father is Polish, Czechoslovakian, but I think with the Lithuanian blood, and that explains it all.
Yes.
Anyway, I come from a rich cooking family with Polish descent and grew up with a lot of that food.
Yeah.
I have fond memories of walking into my father's kitchen at the restaurant with two pots boiling away on the stove, huge pots with pig heads in them.
Yes.
And he would, I believe it, I grew up thinking it was called Stojanina, but I'm not sure if that's the right way to pronounce it. It's head cheese is what they called it. And that's one of my family's favorites. The other item I tried for the first time when I was in Poland was galanka at a it was up in a resort restaurant up in the mountains in Sakopane, I believe. And I had it's like their version of osobuco. I think it's the pork butt, slow cooked, braised, and. I'm excited to hear that there's a Polish Fest going on right now. I just changed my plans for the weekend.
Well done, old boy. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Well, look for us there.
That's
we'll
exciting.
Be there.
I have a question for Chester's.
Jim.
Do you guys sell head cheese?
We sure do.
I've seen it there.
I know. Yeah. My father loves
We sell head cheese.
Cheese
and blood tongue.
And blood and tongue love?
And we probably keep it around just for a select few people because it's not really for everybody. But.
No, it's not. my father craves this dish that is similar. It's called zimne nogi, which means cold feet. And it's like that. It's you know, it's jellied on top and all of the pig parts fall to the bottom.
Okay.
We don't have that at Polish.
No, you don't have that.
And you were worried about me, you know, and the children thing.
I'm usually worried about
part
you.
Part of
but
the culture.
Given the situation, I think we're doing all right. Mary in Chatham. Mary, you're on.
Hello. I make the pierogi for Easter and Christmas, and my son and granddaughter also. the tip from my mother, which I always do, is after you've made the dough, or you must make the dough the day before and let it rest in the refrigerator so that the gluten and all absorbs properly. And my other trick that I use now that I'm older and don't like to roll the dough quite as much, I use my pasta maker and put it through the pasta maker and then cut it. So those are my tips for a good dough. The other one is add a good spoonful of sour cream to your dough.
Really?
Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I think working with the pasta machine would cut down on, you know, overworking it.
Let's go over to Stan in Poughkeepsie. Stan, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Jane Dobry, by the way. My grandparents were all Polish immigrants, and I'm talking about kapusta. Kapusta is regional. My grandmother and grandfather were from southeastern Poland, like my grandfather from Tarnów, my grandmother from Rzeszów. My grandmother used to rinse the sauerkraut twice and then boil it with just enough water to cover it. She would then put bacon and fatback in it and also a potato. When the potato became soft, she used to mash it in to make like a gravy for the kapusta, and it was creamy. And I'm telling you, it was just out of this world. I still use the recipe until today.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
It sure does. Stan, thank you. 800-348-2551. It occurs to me, in listening to all these recipes, that there must be one hell of a cholesterol problem in Poland.
You would think, right? You know, the foods that, if you go to, a Lithuanian restaurant, you know, pig ears, bacon this, bacon that, fat back here, you know. And the food is mostly, you know, white or tan.
So there's got to be a lot of cholesterol.
But they didn't have a lot of they had long winters, you know, the vegetable supply got low. I know one of the things that Lithuanians did, I don't know if the Polish people did this, at the end of winter they would tap the birch trees, and they wouldn't necessarily make syrup, they would just drink it because it was very mineral laden water.
Well, very interesting.
And it would sort of make up for the absence of minerals they'd had over the winter.
Have you tried doing that?
I have. Yes, I did it
last year.
I did it this year. Yeah, it's really interesting. It's almost, it's very light flavor. And I was trying to figure out, what does this taste like? And all I could come up with, and I wrote a blog about it, it tastes like drinking light. You know,
I'd love to try that sometime.
Oh, I
next time you tap, give me a call.
I will.
Let's go over to Amelia in Connecticut. Amelia.
Hi.
Hi.
I am part Polish and part Lithuanian and part a lot of other things, but I wanted to know if you guys would share the apple pierogi recipe with me.
You don't make those, right?
We don't make them, but I will pass that on to Plumpies and see if they will pop that up on their website or on our website, and we'll work on that.
Okay, and we could guess, right?
Okay.
It's got apples.
Well, yeah, it's basically you would make like what you make for apple pie and put it into a pierogi, but it's lighter than apple, you know, it's not like an American apple pie.
All right, very good.
Well,
you could always experiment, Amelia.
Play with your food.
Thanks a lot for the call. Over to, we have time for another one. Bernadette in Rexford. Bernadette, you're on.
Hi there. I am 100% Polish, and I'm on my way to my hometown for a wedding in Buffalo. And I wanted to thank the caller who talked about club sauce, because I am familiar with it. My mother used to make it, and I am going to have to look up a recipe when I get back home because I have her cookbook. But I would describe club sauce as a Polish salsa. It's a great accompaniment to Polish sausage, to kielbasa.
Nice.
So Chester's would be good to get the recipe too and keep it in their store. I will, when I get back home, if you would give me the woman's address or have me send it to WAMC, I'd share the...
Why don't you send me an email? Send me an email to voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org, and I'll try to be the intermediary and get you two hooked up.
Perfect.
Thanks, Bernadette.
Thanks to the caller for remembering it.
Well, I appreciate the call, and drive safely. Enjoy the wedding. All right. Jim Kelly, Chester's Smokehouse, what's the website?
ChesterSmokehouse.com, or you can check us on Facebook. We're very active on Facebook.
And are there pictures of Chester? He doesn't exist.
There is a picture of Chester.
You're kidding me.
No, the profile picture.
But his image
Facebook.
Doesn't come out on film, so it's a substitute. Yeah.
That's
you know?
A book,
well,
Barbara.
Well, no, it's mirror. He doesn't show up in mirrors. But No, you can see him on our Facebook.
All right, fair enough. And Barbara Chepitis, what's happening with you after Polish Fest?
After Polish Fest, I'm going to be working on the prequel to The Amber.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm doing the book before.
And that was the book that spawned your appearance here at Polish Fest.
Yes.
And Antoinette Alberti, good luck with the 3 days of fun and frolic.
Thank you so much.
Once again, it's at Maxwell Road.
250 Old Maxwell Road
in Latham. All right. And one more time, just before we go, just give me the maiden name.
All right. So for Antoinette, it's Antosha and then Zimzhuska. Oh,
I love the
say
way
it
you
all
say
together.
That.
Antosha Zimzhuska.
Oh, yes.
Support. Slightly evil.
Yes,
you know?
Indeed. Support
in
comes
way.
From Warwick Valley Farmers Market, the 24th year of providing locally grown produce and farm fresh food with 37 family farms and artisan kitchens and bakeries. Open Sundays, warwickvalleyfarmersmarket.org. The Waldorf School of Saratoga Springs, giving children the education and tools for the challenges of an ever-changing world. WaldorfSaratoga.org. Big Y, for more than 80 years, family-owned and operated market with 5 locations in the Berkshires with locally grown produce, fresh meat, and seafood. BigY.com. And Bassett Healthcare, providing information on partial knee replacement and educational seminars across central New York. Dates and locations at SayNoToKneePain.com. Thanks again to our guests for being here today. Thanks for all the great calls and the emails. And thanks to Zach Malloy, who has been at the controls. Sterling service all week, Zachary. Your phones were answered today. Our phone answerer left today, but I believe it was Barb King, right? Was it Barb? Yeah. And our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Have a great weekend. Remember, the fun drive starts Monday at 6 a.m., Monday at 6 a.m., Alan will be in the big chair in the performance studio. We hope you join us. Meantime, now stand by for news.